This is going to be a short lecture on moods in embedded clauses. Several of you are starting to make embedded clauses, and these are not simple. The main difficulty in making embedded clauses is knowing what mood to use. The first moods that we learned were real, strong, question, and command. These are main clause moods. They are only used in main clauses. These moods, real strong, question and command, can be used in standalone sentences. They can also be used in bigger, more complicated sentences, but they will only be used in the main clause, that is, the clause that contains all the other clauses. When one clause contains another clause, we call the biggest containing clause the main clause, and the ones that it includes are embedded clauses. Some examples of embedded clauses are thank you that you helped me. Ushchakshitlitsk in hupimitsuk sichil. Thank you that you helped me. Ushchakshitlitsk in hupimitsuk sichil. The main clause is Ushchakshitlitsk. Thank you, you've been useful. The embedded clause is hupimitsuk sichil. You helped me. Another example, kleko wa mahsas yakitiyal sikil. I want to thank the ones who cooked. Kleko wa mahsas. I want to say thank you. That's the main clause. Yakiti al-siqil, the ones who cooked. That's the embedded clause. Nuchanov does a lot of work with moods that English would do with glue words. So English has glue words like to, for, when, how, that glue an embedded clause to a main clause. Nuchanov also has glue words like that, but it does a lot of the same work with moods. Now, as I've said, the main moods that we use in main clauses are real, strong, question, and command. The main moods that we use in embedded clauses are neutral, weak, and definite. And I might add to those article. So neutral, weak, definite, and article. Those four moods are the main ones that we use in embedded clauses. So if you know how to use real or strong, question, command, hearsay, neutral, weak, definite, and article, you're doing really good. With those eight moods, you can say most of the things you want in Nuchanov. I'll say that again. The most important main clause moods are real, strong, question, command, and hearsay. The most important embedded clause moods are neutral, weak, definite, and article. And this is being recorded, so you'll be able to listen to it as many times as you want. Yes, I should say that this short lecture will be quite technical, and this will not be very helpful for most of you, but all of you should have some understanding of how to use mood. If you are technically minded, then this lecture will be helpful to you. If you're not technically minded, then the best strategy that I know for mastering all of the moods is memorizing certain very common sentences. So, Kleiko wa mahsas yakiti al sikhilt is an example of one of those very useful sentences that you should have memorized, and you can then use it as an example to build other similar sentences. It can help you remember that in this situation, weak mood is the one you want. Yakiti al, the ones who, is weak mood. Now, in this situation, we could also use definite mood. We could say yakit itq al siqil. Yakit itq al siqil. So linguists would say that the weak mood and the definite mood are in an opposition. There are situations where you can use one or the other. And the main difference between using the weak versus the definite mood is very similar to using the neutral versus the real or strong mood in main clauses. The weak mood makes no claim. It either copies the previous mood or holds back from making a claim. Whereas the definite mood means that I know when I'm using the definite mood on something, it means I know that it exists. And I might even have in mind what it is. So when I say Tleiko wa mahsas yakiti al siqil, thank you to whoever cooked. It kind of implies that I don't know who cooked, because that's why I'm using the weak mood. Yakiti al siqil, whoever cooked. But if I use the definite mood, I thank the ones who cooked, that implies that I know who cooked, and I'm picturing them in my mind. So that is a key and important opposition between the weak and the definite mood. As I said, it's very similar to the opposition between the real or strong on the one hand and the neutral on the other, except that real strong are used only in main clauses. Definite is used only in embedded clauses. The definite mood is also very similar to the article mood, and it stands in an opposition to the article mood. So we've seen that when we make possessed participants, so for example, Lindsay's father, Lindsay's mother, in the example, she's where her parents live. When I say her father, the mood on that is article mood. But for my father, I would use the definite mood. Your father, definite mood. So the pattern here is when we make possessed participants, we use the definite mood if the possessor is I, you, or we, and we use the article mood if the possessor is he, she, or they. This is much clearer if you see it in a diagram. A diagram shows that this is a very simple and elegant way to use mood. When I say it in these words, it's much less clear. And unfortunately, I don't have a diagram of that to show you at the moment. But if you've been practicing Nuchonal for some months or years, you've heard many, many examples of possessed participants. And you can always go back to your memorized examples when you need to remind yourself, which mood do I want here? Oh, yeah, I want the definite mood. Oh, yeah. Whenever I say her father, her mother, I always use the article mood. This diagram, which I'm going to show you again, conveys another important difference amongst the neutral, weak, and definite moods that is crucial to knowing how to use them right, but is difficult to explain. The difference here is which moods can be used in embedded predicates versus which moods can be used in embedded participants. When I say thank you that you helped me, tleiko in hupi mitsuksichil. You helped me. The embedded mood is being used on a predicate. Hupi is a predicate. It's something that a participant did. But when I say tleiko wa mahsas yakiti al, I thank the ones who cooked. Yakiti al is a participant. It is a participant in the sentence. This is important because some Nuchonalth moods are only used on predicates. Some Nuchonalth moods are only used on participants, and some can be used on both. What this diagram shows you is that the neutral mood is only used on predicates, as for example, ush in hupi. The definite mood is only used on participants, for example, yakit, the ones who cooked, or hiyat, where they live. Those are phrases built with the definite mood, and they act as participants in a larger sentence. The weak mood can do both. So the weak mood can build participant phrases, and it can build predicate phrases. The weak mood is used to build participant phrases in every dialect. So an example of that is yakiti, whoever cooked. Another example is wawayik. I don't understand what you're saying. Wawayik, what you're saying, is a partici is acting like a participant. So it is marked with the weak mood. But in some dialects, and this varies by dialect, the weak mood is also used in predicates. This is done the most in Cayucan. So Cayucan, one of the things that makes Cayucan sound like Cayucan is that Cayucan speakers use weak mood all over the place. So when Tess says I'm okay, she can say weak shahs using the strong mood, or she can say weak shahayis, I'm fine, using the weak mood. Most dialects don't do that. So Cayucan does it the most. Cayucan can use the weak mood everywhere that it uses the strong mood. Most dialects use the weak mood in a more restricted way. So, Ahadasit, for example, uses the weak mood in embedded predicates. This is the same place where Central and Barclay use neutral mood. One of the things that makes the North different from the South is that the Northern dialects, like Addicet and Cayucat, have stopped using neutral mood. They don't use it anymore. And the weak mood has taken over the job that the neutral mood did. So if you are learning a Barclay or Central dialect, you've learned that an embedded predicate by default is built with the neutral mood. But in Addicet and Cayucat, neutral embedded predicates are built by default with the weak mood. And an example of that is, I will tell her that you called. In Ahauzit, we would say, Ich hoc in Kitschitlitzuk. I'll tell her that you called. Kitschitlitzuk, using the neutral mood. That's an embedded predicate for w with which we use the neutral mood in Ahauzit. But in Ahadasit, we would say, Ich hoc in Kitschitlintik. I'll tell her that you called. So it's exactly the same structure, an embedded predicate, but Ahadasit uses the weak mood for that, and Ahauzit uses the neutral mood for that. This is a lot of information. There are several generalizations I just made, which are actually quite simple, and the simplicity of the generalization is made most clear when you look at a diagram, a well-drawn diagram of it. Unfortunately, this is an oral lecture, and I don't have a lot of pretty diagrams to show you, but we will keep coming back to this topic. And eventually, I will share pretty diagrams with you that make this much clearer. That's the end of my lecture for now, and I'll take any questions that you might have. Chooch. We've had a question. Are there definitions somewhere of these various moods? And right now, probably the best resource for this is the Expert Mood Guide, which I shared several weeks ago. The Expert Mood Guide is available at kustoop.net, and it looks like this. The Expert Mood Guide is a list of every mood ending in every dialect. It's 4 pages long. It's very dense, has a lot of information. And the last page gives a complete list of every West Coast mood. So not only those found in Nunchaknoth, but also those that are found only in DT Dot and Macaw. And you'll see that for each mood, I give the mood's name, its basic form in Nunchaknoth, if there is one, and basically what it means. So, for example, the first mood is the neutral mood, which in Nunchaknoth has no form when it refers to he/she or it, and it simply makes no claim. The real mood, its basic form is ma, and it states a fact. So, this is very brief. It is not as clear an explanation as you might like, but it is currently the best resource that I know if you want a quick definition of how a mood is used and what it means.